I've noticed that when you're on Safari and you log into a website for the first time and Safari says, do you want to save this password? But what I've noticed over the past few months now is that Safari is no longer prompting me to save my password, nor is it asking me when I change my password on a website if I want to update it in Keychain. I'm not sure what else to do because it was working before and now it's not.
Is Keychain still turned on?
I'm assuming that when I got my new phone, I'm assuming that I don't think it would have turned it off, but
Maybe
I
try
guess
going to
anything's
settings and going to passwords
possibly.
and toggle it on and off again just to see if that kicks it back
Yeah,
into the
I mean,
original.
I guess anything is possible when you.
Perhaps go into settings and then tap on your name at the top and check your iCloud and make sure the keychain is turned on in iCloud. Did you upgrade to the OS 16?
No.
Okay, because that could cause you quirky issues too. That's
And that is, I've really noticed a deterioration of Siri of late. And I wonder if other people have too. Like when I get a text message, I'll say, read text message, and it'll say, to who?
tell it is terrible. That's been happening to me ever since, even before I upgraded to OS 16.
Yeah.
If I just dictate, like I open up my messages and I tap on the dictate button to dictate the message, it works fine 100% of
Yes.
the time. If I ask Siri to dictate something, it is unbelievable the stuff she says.
I have a sighted friend or partially sighted, and what he noticed was happening when you press the home button and say, text Sally, just say it fast like we used to, that's not working because the microphone, he said, is not opening up right away. So he said what he saw was that like you say, either hey Siri or start your home button. Wait a couple of seconds and then the microphone starts. And then you can say, text Sally. And then he'll say, what do you want to say to Sally? Because if you do it, just do it fast like we used to. He'll say, what do you want to know about Sally? And you say, text Sally.
Yeah, right.
Just wait a second or two before you actually, no more than 2 seconds, but not even probably like a second and a half. And then I guess that microphone appears. It's just delayed, is what I've been told. And it works like a charm now.
Since I've updated to 16 point whatever on the iPhone in the native inbox when I'm trying to read emails, the message body in a lot of emails is I'm not able to read that. I think it's mostly because they're formatted like a table or something, but I'm able to read it on my computer with JAWS, but on the iPhone, I'm having a lot of emails, I'm not able to fully read the body message, and it's
What
my
I've
own
noticed with
issue.
my phone is I'll look at the email list and it will tell me the subject of the email and then how it usually reads the first couple of lines. It starts reading the first couple of lines of an email that's probably 15 or 20 messages down on a list.
Yeah.
It's absolutely bizarre. And it's been doing that again since we went to OS 16.
I've had both of those issues.
So I have on my phone, I have multiple emails, attached to the mail icon, some Gmail. I have a Verizon account and I have a work account, which is on Microsoft Exchange. When you go to all inboxes, it used to be where all of those different emails, five different email accounts would show up. And then below that, you'd have the detail of the particular email and all the folders that are in that email. The Exchange one, the Microsoft Exchange one, isn't showing up as one of my emails, although it is showing as when you go down to the detail with all the folders, it is showing up there. So it's like not on the summary list, but it's in the detailed list.
What happened to me was somehow I had, when you go into your, like the main, when you get into mail and you go, you know how when you go into mail, there's that edit button when you're on that main mail screen there. So what had happened to me, because I have three Gmail accounts on my phone and I somehow managed to unselect my primary account from the inbox list that had been showing in the main screen. So I had a similar situation to what you're describing. So I called Apple Accessibility, and what I had to do was I just had to go into the edit screen and I just had to reselect that account that was missing from the inbox screen. So from that main
Oh, okay.
list of your, I guess you call them inboxes, if you will. So I'm wondering if that is what is going on with yours, because
what you could do is if you swipe up on one of those accounts, you can actually delete it.
I think that's what I somehow.
So I think Kelsey's solution, try going into the edit button and see if you re-enable it that way.
This is Aaron. I have an update on the mail thing. That edit thing worked and my inbox is now back. So thank you.
If I use dictation, voiceover goes away. I have to toggle voiceover off and then back on, and then go back to my business. And sometimes the dictated text will end up in an unintended place in an edit field.
When you do the dictation, are you actually doing the two-finger magic tap, or are you hitting the dictation button?
I hit the dictation button.
And if you hit it again, then it just goes silent?
No, it goes silent as soon as I hit the button. Voiceover goes away. I can cycle voiceover with the three taps of the home button. It's pretty consistent.
It's pretty consistent. I'd call Apple accessibility because they need to know about those sort of things. Yeah.
If I'm going to tap on something towards the top of a screen, it starts my music, which I don't want. And I often have to get back to the home screen, turn my music off that way, then go back in and make sure the focus is on the item I want, and then tap somewhere else on the screen so that I'm not activating music again.
It may be that when you are up near the top of the screen, that instead of being on the screen you think you're on, you've actually gotten yourself onto the status bar. And as part of the status bar, there are controls, I think, like play and rewind and fast forward. And if you don't know that you're on the status bar, you may hit one of those controls and it starts.
I think you're probably right.
One thing that'll cure that, if your music starts playing, a two-finger double tap will usually stop it.
If you're looking for a real sledgehammer, I had the same thing. I do a two-finger double tap whenever I wanted, and the music would start playing. And the only way I could really, truly figure out to get rid of it, because I had no interest in the music app, was I deleted the music app. So that's your real sledgehammer. If you don't care at all about that app, delete the app. It used to be that all native apps, you could not delete them, but somewhere around 3, 4, 5 years ago, they allowed you to delete native apps. Okay. And I don't think they come back, but if they did come back, just you delete them once a year.